أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that we will make the latter part of your life better than your former. Or the other meaning, we will make your akhirat more better than your dunya. And this Allah Ta'ala gives an example now which the whole world has seen. And of course, where it refers directly to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should take lessons also. If some difficult patches come in our life, we must not let it overtake us. But we must at that time maintain the laws of Allah Ta'ala. If we fulfill the laws of Allah, though perhaps our heart is not in it, we don't feel like doing it, but we must just carry on, Allah will bring the opening. And Allah gives this great example here of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَلَا نِهِ فَعَيَا تُجْكُ يَتِيمًا. Think for yourself, did we not find you an orphan? An orphan is usually disadvantaged. He hasn't got really the facilities which a person who has got his parents who care for him, that person has got lot of things the way what the parents will do. But an orphan is in a disadvantaged situation. Here also we learn another great lesson, that when even a person or a people who are disadvantaged due to environment, due to circumstances, nothing which they did, a person doesn't become an orphan of his own doing. But if we do what Allah wants us to do, Allah opens the ways for us. We don't have to wait for handouts. We don't have to wait for people to pity us that we are disadvantaged or anything. We must do what Allah wants us to do, and Allah gives us great, great openings. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he was born, his father Abdullah had already passed away. So he was by birth already an orphan. He was 6 years old when his mother Amina passed away also. And then he went into the care of his grandfather Abdul Muttalib, who at the age of 8, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was 8, his grandfather also passed away. Then he went into the care of his uncle Abu Talib. And Abu Talib, no doubt, he sacrificed and he did so much, and he supported Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his mission also through and through. But before the time of Hijrat, his uncle Abu Talib had also passed away. The place where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, bred, and he was brought up, Makkah Sharif. And he loved Makkah Sharif. The Kaaba Sharif was there. And he loved the Kaaba so greatly. But now he was to leave. The people of Makkah did not allow him to stay peacefully in Makkah Sharif. And he had to make hijrat and go to Madinatul Munawwara. All the people who looked after him, they also all passed away. The place where he was born and bred, where he grew up, that was also taken away from him. But when he followed the command of Allah and he made hijrat now and went to Madinatul Munawwara, there Allah Ta'ala, the two main tribes of Madina Sharif, the Aws and Khazraj, who were the Ansar, these people gave their lives for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now Allah Ta'ala put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a position where these people were the die hearts for him. Now conditions started changing. Then came the Muhajireen and the Ansar, the Aws and Khazraj, the Ansar. The Muhajireen from Makkatul Mukarramah came also to Madina Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a more greater and higher position. All these people were prepared to give their lives on the mere indication, sign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he went through all these difficulties, Allah opened the ways. And then the time came when Makkah Sharif was conquered also. And what a great victory, what a great conquest it was of Makkah Sharif. Never in history was there such a conquest where without a drop of blood, Makkah Sharif was conquered. After that, Taif was conquered also. And after that, Hunain also was conquered. And after that, Bahrain also was conquered. Now Allah Ta'ala just opened the doors. and more greater the real principles were set for Islam just to spread in the world. Then in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, more and more the Islam spread in the world. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even more. In the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even more. So all this Allah ta'ala had granted to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah says, after that you went through that orphanage or orphan days of yours, difficult times you had to pass, but then came the time, fa'awa, phir jagadi, and now we had given you stability, we had given you position, we had made you the leader in this world. There was never before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, never after him, a leader as he was. Never did any person have such followers who were prepared to give their everything for him and for his mission as it was given for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all this is the lesson that when a person, little difficult, hard times come in a person's life, he mustn't get too excited and too worried. What his main concern must be to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And we must not worry at that time for ahwal, for good feelings. Like a person, if he wants to get to a certain place and he's traveling on the freeway, freely he's traveling, very nice road, no potholes, no nothing, he's traveling freely. But if they're repairing the road and there is a detour in front and he has to go off the main road and now he has to move, for example, perhaps for a kilometer, 5-10 kilometers on a gravel road, but he wants to reach his destination, he will still move on that road also. You will have to be more careful. Now it's not free driving. Now it is not that enjoyable driving. But he moves on, he will be back on the freeway and he will reach his destination. So just like that in our life, good times come, we move along, we're making our namaz, we're fulfilling Allah's commandments. Difficult times come, perhaps some financial problems, perhaps some domestic problems, perhaps some health problems, but still observe the commandments of Allah. Dispatch will also go away and you'll be back on the freeway again. So this is the lesson, that whenever little difficult and hard times come, accept them, follow the commandments of Allah. That is most important. In all conditions, fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and we will see, Allah will open the ways for us again. So from where Allah had made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam our example in life, a model in our life, that we follow him in all his lifestyle, like that in these halat and conditions also, we must follow in the pattern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.